It's Veterans Day today, which might encourage us to think about the topic of leadership. Veterans know more about leadership than most of us, how valuable it is, and how dangerous it can be. The word has been trumpeted around as if it was a universally accepted virtue, like wisdom or honesty. But leadership is just a neutral quality, like energy. It's not good or bad in itself. Leadership can take you to the top of a mountain or push you over the cliff. There's nothing more depressing than hearing intelligent people crying out for leadership. Someone will be only too happy to provide it. If we look to history, we see many great leaders like Franklin D. Roosevelt, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Winston Churchill. But if we consider political leadership down the ages, it seems obvious that, on the whole, the suffering citizens of the world would have been better off without it. Think of some of the most famous political leaders of the past 2,000 years. Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Mao. Powerful leaders may be exciting to read about in retrospect, but their legacy tends to be an enormous body count and one or several destroyed societies. Historically, strong leadership has usually been a problem rather than a solution, and the problem is not the leadership itself, but the followership. Leaders may rant and rave all they like, but they're perfectly harmless as long as nobody is paying attention. Strong leadership depends on weak citizenship. The leader's job is to convince the rest of us that he or she knows best. This is absolutely never the case, as history has so vividly demonstrated. The role of the followers is to do what they are told and not to think too hard about it or take any responsibility for it. It's so easy and tempting to follow the leader. Reasoned argument and democratic debate are slow and difficult. Leadership is swift and simple, and very often violent, because that's a way to get people's attention. The social media have put leadership on steroids. This began with Hitler's revolutionary use of radio in the 1930s, and now a leader can speak to millions of people directly. Ambitious leaders can construct a kind of parallel universe of lies and conspiracies to justify their power. Social media also allows mobs to be conjured very quickly out of thin air, a phantom army always ready to obey the leader's whim. There were always lies in politics, and there were always mobs, including the one that started the French Revolution. What these kinds of events have always had in common is what George Washington called the spirit of faction, the apparently irresistible urge to use division and tribalism to seize power. Perhaps we simply need a break from it all, a political season without ideological rhetoric or silly media games, with a government devoted to administration, statesmanship abroad, and problem-solving at home. Meanwhile, the rest of us would have 4 years without leadership, which may be exactly the kind of leadership we need. This is David Boucher.